Ve'ezras Hashem b'li neder. Let's finish Shas together. Tonight's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi ben Harav Yosef, as well as tonight is Stephen Grossman's father's yahrzeit, Aaron Rafal ben Yehuda Leib. The Neshama should have an aliyah. It's also for the safety of the hostages and the safety of the Chayalei Tzahal. We plan on doing tonight yesterday's daf Nun Hey, and today's daf Nun Vav. A good tovach to Avram David, to Harav Dov bin Yamin bin Shneir Zalman Dan HaKohen, to Dr. Joe, to David Yoshua, and to Reuven from Harrisburg. Thank you very much for joining. We left off at the bottom line of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. I believe that's what we're up to. At the words Amalei Rav Ashi LeRavina, the bottom line of Nun Dalet Amud Beis. We're going to try to do two daf in 1 hour, 30 minutes on the first daf and on yesterday's daf Nun Hey, and 30 minutes on today's daf Nun Vav. Let's take it away. In order to understand the beginning of today's daf, you have to remember something that we said in yesterday's daf. Yesterday's daf talked about a behemoth tmeah, like a pig, an unkosher animal, being able to be hektish. And basically, we wanted to bring a raya from the fact that behemoth tmeah could only be original hektish, but it can't be something that you transferred the Kedusha of Hektish onto it. A good vach to Stephen. I already mentioned that we're going to do this in memory of your father. And that's a raya that only first Hektish you add a chomish, but second Hektish you do not add a chomish to when you're redeeming. So says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Ashi LeRavina. Behema tmeah b'tchilas hektish isa uve'emtza hektish lesa. Really, a treif animal could only be original hektish, but you can't transfer the kedusha onto a pig. That's not true. We know that you can transfer kedusha onto a pig. So you have no raya that we could learn from a treif animal that you do not add a hektish on. You do not add a chomish on hektisheni. Answer the Gemara. Amalei no lafisha ain't a besof hektish, but a pig cannot remain hektish. It can't end up being hektish long term. It could be second hektish, but it can't remain hektish. Says the Gemara. Amalei Rav Achman Difter Ravina, a good tevach to Moshe David Akoin, and I think to Yitzchak Aryeh. So Amalei Rav Achman Difter Ravina, beemtza hektish mia isa. Granted that a pig cannot remain hektish long term, but you can transfer Hegdish Rishon onto a pig. So Velosif Nami Chomish. So if you tell me that a pig, when you redeem a pig, you have to add a Chomish, but a pig could be second Hegdish too. So you should have a Raya that even second Hegdish you redeem with an extra fifth. Answers the Gemara. Amalei Ravina said back to Rav Achimidifti, Hareyu Kisof Hegdish. No. We compare second hektish to something that can end up lasting as hektish. Masof hektish ainu mosof chomish, just like we know that a pig cannot be, cannot remain hektish long term. So anything that can remain hektish long term, you do not redeem with a fifth. So too, anything that's second hektish, you do not redeem with a fifth, says the Gemara. Why are you comparing second hektish to something that can end up as hektish? Why don't you compare second hektish to first hektish that you do add a fifth to? Amalei, Ravina said back to Rav Zutra, Bereid Rav Mari, it makes more sense to compare second hektish to something that can remain hektish long term. Shekein nitfas mi nitfas. They share a quality, the same quality, that you transferred hektish onto it. just like second Hekdesh, you transferred Hekdesh onto it, so too something like third Hekdesh or tenth Hekdesh or the Hekdesh that's going to remain Hekdesh, you transferred Hekdesh onto it. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, au contraire, Letchilas Hekdesh Havlai Lezmuyeh, second Hekdesh is more like first Hekdesh, Shekein Davashish Achav Kedusha, Mi Davashish Achav Kedusha. Second Hekdesh shares something with first Hekdesh, as opposed to something that's going to remain Hekdesh. There's no Hekdesh after it, but first Hekdesh and second Hekdesh has Hekdesh after it. So maybe it makes more sense to compare second Hekdesh to first Hekdesh, and you should add a Chomesh, as opposed to comparing second Hekdesh to final Hekdesh, and don't add a Chomesh. Answers the Gemara, no. Kida Amar Rava. So basically we're backing out on our original limud, and the Gemara is going to explain differently. How do we learn from a pig that you don't add a fifth to second Hekdesh? Kid Amar Rava, as Rava said, in a completely different context in Mesekas Yuman Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Ha'ola Ola Rishona, the Pasuk says, V'arach Alea Ha'ola V'yiktir Alea Chalei Ashlamim. We learn from the word Ha'ola that the carbon Ola, the Tamid Shel Shachar, had to be the first carbon. Ola Rishona. Ha'chanami Ha'temeya, the Torah says, Imbabehema Temeya, you add a fifth. Ha'temeya means when the Temeya is the first Hekdesh, when you're Makdish it first. So only first Hekdesh you add a fifth, but second Hekdesh you do not add a fifth. Tani Kavasa Rebbe Shimon Levi. We now learned in a brisa supporting Rebbe Shimon Levi. Rebbe Shimon Levi was the opinion that says that second Hekdesh you don't add a fifth. He's an Amora. We now have a brisa that supports him. Parazu te para. Tachas Parashal Hekdesh. Let's say you want to transfer the Kedusha from a cow of Hekdesh onto a cow of Chulin. So you say, this cow, Betsy of Chulin, I'm transferring the Kedusha from my cow, Marcy of Hekdesh, onto Betsy. Or Talazu Tachas Talashal Hekdesh. Or I'm transferring the Kedusha from a Talas of Hekdesh. Let's say I went over to my suit and I said, I want to donate the suit to Hekdesh. Then I changed my mind. I really want to wear the suit. So I transfer the Hekdesh from that suit to another suit. Hekdesho padui. So the transfer works even if the prices of the two suits are not correct, provided are not the same. V'yad hekdesh al elyona. But hekdesh always makes the money, which means if I transfer it from $1,000 suit onto a $900 suit, so then you have to add the extra 100. If I transfer from a $900 suit onto a $1,000 suit, hekdesh gets to keep the extra 100. Parazu b'chamish slayim tachas parashal hekdesh. However, if I say this cow worth 5 shekel, I'm transferring the cow of Hekdesh onto it, or I'm transferring the Kedusha onto it. Even in this case, Hekdesho Padui, it works even if the talis or the cow is not worth the 5 shekel. So this is a little bit different. The Rishonim talk about it. Here you're actually designating a price, and if it's less, so you have to make up the money. However, al hektish sheni, if you would now want to redeem the second cow or the second talis, then you don't add a fifth. Al hektish sheni mosif chomesh. This is a brisa that supports clearly Rabbi Shimon Levi. Let's see the next Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, ha'ona'a arba kesef. If you're selling something worth a sela, which is 24 mo'os. A sela is 24 mo'os. Why? Because 6 ma'a is a dinar and 4 dinar is a sela. So it turns out that a sela is 24 mo'os. So ona, if you're selling something for 24 mo'os, Arba kesef. So what's ona? 1/6 of that. What's 1/6 of 24? 4. So ona arba kesef when you're selling something of a sela. The Rishonim talk about it's a little bit strange. Well, there's going to be two problems. One of them the Gemara is going to talk about. One of them the Rishonim talk about. The Gemara is going to ask, we just had this in a Mishnah like 2 Mishnahs ago, that it's 4 shekel on a sela. So why do you got to repeat it again? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha. But the Rishonim ask, well, let's first read the next two lines. Vataina. The minimum claim that you have to make for a claim of moda b'miktsas If I want to make you swear for partial admittance, va'atayna shtei kesef, two ma'os, two silver ma'os, and the admission has to be a pruta. That's the way Shmuel understands. Rav disagrees. We actually don't follow Shmuel in this case. We follow Rav. Rav says it's got to be two ma'os plus a pruta, and you have to deny a minimum of a pruta, or admit a minimum of a pruta. Deny two ma'os and admit on a pruta. Va'ahoda shava pruta. The minimum admission is a pruta. So this is like Rav's shita. We don't follow Rav. The Rishonim discuss why do we quote Rav's shita here if we don't follow Rav. Now, the Gemishna continues. Chamesh prutos hein. There are five laws that depend on a pruta. Number one, hahoda shava pruta. For the din of modeb mixas that you have to swear, the minimum amount they have to admit is a pruta. Va'isha miskadesh is b'shava pruta. A woman can be married with a pruta. Va'nenem b'shava pruta min hekdish mo'al. If you admit a pruta of hekdish, you violate me'ila. If you benefit one pruta of hekdish, you violate me'ila. Va'motzi shava pruta chayv l'hachras. If you find an object worth a pruta, you have to announce it and return it. Va'gozel z'chaveh shava pruta v'nishbalo. And if you steal a pruta from your friend, and you swear that you don't owe it to him, and then Edim catch you in a lie, and you swear that you don't own it, so you bring carbon asham and yolichenu achrav, you have to return the pruta fil lamadai. You gotta go to even to madai to return him the pruta. So five dinim depend on a pruta. Let's review what are the five: modu b'miktsas, marriage, meila, Mitzia, and Gezel. Five things. That list is going to be important because the Gemara is going to present some who argue on this list. Says the Gemara, really? Onah is 4 kesef when you're selling something worth a seller, which is 24? 4 out of 24? We already learned this! Tanina Chadas Zimna, we already learned this in the Mishnah 6 daf ago. Tanina chada zimna ha'ona arba kesef me'esrim arba kesef b'sela, because when you're selling something worth a sela, 4 ma'os is 1/6, and we know ona is 1/6. Shtos lemekach, a sixth of the purchase price. Answers the Gemara, ha'tayna shtei kesef ha'odash ha'prutit strichle. Well, the Mishnah wanted to teach me two other dinim, that a minimum claim for modem mixas is 2 ma'os kesef, and the minimum admission is a shava pruta of copper. It's strichle. Says Gemara, okay, well, we already learned that also in the Mishnah and Shavuos. What do I need that for? Hanami Tanita. That's a Mishnah and Shavuos. Shavuos Adayanim. Hatanish Tei Kesev Adah Shavar Pruta. That a minimum claim is 2 Ma'os Kesev, and the minimum admission is a Pruta of that. And so the Gemara is Sefer Tzrichlech Diktani Chamesh Prutos Him. Well, we wanted to tell the Halach of 5 Prutos, so to say that, we needed Hatanish Tei Kesev Adah Shavar Pruta. And to say Hatanish Tei Kesev Adah Shavar Pruta, how's that connected to here? So we had to repeat the din of Onah. Says the Gemara, Chamesh Pruta same. Ask the Gemara, really? It's only 5? V'listei nami ha'ona'a Pruta. What about the fact that the minimum amount of Onah is a Pruta? Answer the Gemara, oh, not everybody agrees to that. I'm Rav Kana. Zoy Soy Meres. Our Mishnah holds, ain Onah l'Prutos. That no, the minimum amount of Onah is silver coins. Pruta's a copper coin. It's insignificant. It's cheap. It's tiny. So if you sell something for 5 prutas and you overcharge with 6 prutas, it's not onah. Rather, you need the minimum silver coin. Machlokas Rashi, another Rishonim, is it? The minimum is an Isser. Some say an Isser is a copper coin. And the minimum is a ma'ah. One ma'ah is the minimum shear of onah. The smallest silver coin, not copper. Velevi Amar? No, yesh onah leprutas. Levi holds, no, really, there is onah for a pruta. Ah, so, v'chein tani Levi b'masnise, Levi had a brisa that argues on the 5 of our Mishnah. A good vach to Avram Chaim, great to see you. So Levi had a brisa that argues. Chamesh prutasin. Let's see, which ones Levi has like our Mishnah, and which one does Levi not have? Onah pruta, ah. That's one that Levi had that we didn't have in our Mishnah. V'ha hoda, okay, that one we had, hoda pruta. Kedusha Isha Bepruta, that we had. Gezel, that one Bepruta, that we had. V'yeshivas HaDayanim Bepruta. Whoa. a court will only sit for a pruta. Which one does Levi leave out? Hashavas Aveda, right? So he leaves out Hashavas Aveda. And what else did he leave out? He left out Hashavas Aveda, and he left out Mi'ila. He left out two. He put in two others. He puts in Ona and Yeshivas Adayanim, and he leaves out Mi'ila and Hashavas Aveda. So the Gemara is going to analyze this. Ask the Gemara, V'tana Didan, my time alo, Katani Yeshivas Adayanim. Why does our Tana not quote a court case? Says the Gemara, Tana Le Gezel. Well, our Mishnah held once it said Gezel, so obviously that's a court case. The minimum amount of money is a pruta, so you don't need both of them. Ask the Gemara, Umilo Tani Gezel Tani Aveda. But in the Mishnah it says Gezel and Aveda, if that's the minimum value of money, so a lost object, the same thing. Says Gemara, no, each of them has a Chiddush. Hanachet Strichle, you need Gezel and Aveda to teach you two Chiddushim. Gazel chiddush number one, goes on mechleir shav pruta v'nishbala. If you swear, yolechen rachor. If you lemadai, you got to take it back. You got to return it to him, even if he's all the way in madai. And aveda, the chiddush is hamotzei aveda shav pruta chayv lahakos afal gav dizol. Even if it goes down in less than a pruta from the time you find it, you still have to be machris. The Levi my time lo tani aveda bruta. Why didn't Levi mention a lost object? Answer the Gemara. Tanale Gezel, he held that's included in Gezel. If the minimum shear that you have to return for Gezel is a pruta, that means the minimum value that's significant is a pruta. So therefore, Hashavas Aveda is the same thing, says the Gemara. Umilo k'tani Gezel k'tani Yeshiva Sadayanim. Okay, but Levi quotes Gezel and the court sitting. And it's the Gemara, Yeshiva Sadayanim, Strichle, there's a chiddush in a court case. La fuki mi the Rav Katina. Dam Rav Katina bezin niskaken afilu lepachos mishvei pruta. Whoa, Rav Katina says bezin's going to have yeshivas bezin even for less than a pruta. Says more of a Levi my time alo ketani hektish. Why didn't Levi mention meila stealing from hektish? Answers the Gemara b'chulin kamayir b'kachim lo kamayir. Levi's brisa was talking about non holy things and not holy things. El tana didan the kamayir b'kachim. Okay, but our tana mentions meila, so it's talking about a kachim. So nisne. Maiser Bepruta? What about the fact that the minimum amount of redeeming Maiser Sheni is a Pruta? Why didn't it mention that? Answers the Gemara. Kimanda Amar. Ein B'chum Sho Pruta. Our Mishnah holds like the Shita that holds. No, Pruta is not the minimum shear for redeeming Maiser Sheni. Four Prutas is the minimum shear, so that the fifth is a Pruta. Says the Gemara, okay, well, why didn't it say that the Chomish is a Pruta? V'listne Chomish Mais Pruta. B'karna Kamar B'chomish Lo Kamar. The Gemara answers, well, chomish is like a secondary kind of a din. We're just talking about things that the main amount is a pruta, not the secondary amount. The chomish is a pruta. Gufa, let's go back to this din of Rav Katina. Gufa, we said previously, I'm Rav Katina. Bezdin is kakan afila pachas mishvei pruta. Rav Katina said Bezdin's going to sit even for less than a pruta. Massive Rava, really? Ves asher chatam min hakodesh yishalem. If someone steals from the Beis HaMikdash by accident, he's got to bring a carbon usher me'ilos, and he's got to pay back the stuff that he stole. L'rabos pachos mishvei pruta lehi shavon. L'kodeshin lehejot lo, special pasuk, only for hektish you got to return less than a pruta. But to a hejot, you don't. So the Gemara says, Ella, that can't be what Rav Katina meant. I'mar hachi imar. If you want to learn Rav Katina, he must have meant this. I'm Rav Katina. Im husku bezin lishvei pruta. If bezin was sitting for a pruta, Gomrin afilu lepachos mishvei pruta. So there's two ways of understanding this. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos. Some Rishonim say it means if Reuven takes Shimon to court for a pruta, then Shimon can countersue Reuven for less than a pruta. Others say it means if Reuven takes Shimon to court for a pruta, but it ends up being less than a pruta, Bezin will end up sitting. If the price goes down, Bezin will finish it off anyway. Tchilas adin beinan pruta, gemar adin lo beinan pruta. Okay, next Mishnah. Chamisha chumshin hein. There are five laws that require a chomesh. They Elohein, and these are they. Ha'ochel truma, if a non-kohen eats truma by accident. U'trumas meiser, or a non-kohen eats trumas meiser. What's trumas meiser? A levi separates a tenth of his tenth and gives it to a kohen. It has the same status of truma. If a non-kohen eats that, he pays an extra fifth. Trumas meiser shel demai. Whoa, we're going to have a lot of discussion about that. Trumas Meiser of Demai, which is only Trumas, it's only Truma de Rabbanon. Yet, If a non-Kohen eats it, he adds a fifth. Number four, v'achala, v'abikurim, first fruits, and chala. Little dafyomi coincidence at the Seder we mentioned mikro bikurim. Okay, not such a dafyomi coincidence. Achala bikurim, mosif chomesh. You're going to see we're going to have two major dafyomi coincidences, one from yesterday, one from today. Major. Major. Let's see. Says the Gemara. So all those five, okay, all those five that we just said, that's one. That's one chomesh. Meaning, what's the common denominator? All those things are truma. All those things are truma. That's one. Two. If you redeem the fourth year of a tree's life, you have to bring the fruits up to Jerusalem, like Ma'aser Sheni, and eat them in Jerusalem. If you redeem them onto money, you add a fifth. And Ma'aser Sheni, you add a fifth. Number three, Hapoda es Hekdesho, Mosef Chomesh. If you redeem Hekdesh, you add a fifth. Number four, Hanenesh, put them in a Hekdesh, Mosef Chomesh. If you violate Me'ilah. And five, if you swear falsely that you didn't steal, and then Edim catch you in the lie, Mosif Chomesh, you got to add a fifth. Says the Gemara, Omar Rava, Kashalele Rabbi Lazar ben Pidas, had a question. If a non-Kohen eats Truma, Trumas Maiser Shel Demai. Okay, so you got the next few lines, you have to remember for yesterday's daf, which is what we're learning now, and for today's daf. So try to halt cup. Try to remember what we're going to speak now. I'll try to remind you of it when we get to it in a few minutes, but you got to remember the back and forth here in the Gemara. So let's start. Amar Rava. Kashle le Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar had a question against the Mishnah. I mentioned the question already. Trumas Meiser shel Demai? That's a Din d'Rabbanan. Why would you have to add a fifth on a Din d'Rabbanan? Demai is stuff that you buy from the Amarits. It's a suffix. Most of the Amarits took off Trumas and Mises. We're Machmir. Maybe he didn't take off. So good. So you don't eat it. You got to be Mafish. But if someone eats Trumas Mises Shel Demai, which is a suffix, which is probably not even Trumas Mises, you're going to make him take off a fifth? V'chiyasu chachamim chizik l'derem k'shel Torah. Rabbi Lazar asked against the Mishnah, do the rabbis ramp up dinim d'rabbanan and treat them like dinim d'oraisa? Answers the Gemara Shmuel, yes. Amar Menachem Shmuel, Hamani Rabbi Meir he. This is the famous sheet of Rabbi Meir who ramps up Dinam Durabanan and treats them like Dinam Duraisa. The Amar also Chacham Chiz L'Rei Mishal Torah. That the rabbis ramp up Dinam Durabanan and treat them like Dinam Duraisa. And says Shmuel, I'll prove to you that Rabbi Meir's sheet is that the rabbis ramp up Dinam Durabanan and treat them like Duraisa. This is Sanim Limtan Abraisa. Hamevi get Mdinasayam, a brief review of Gittin Chevra. Hamevi get Mdinasayam, if a person brings a get from a faraway place, so you all know, what does he have to say? Befanai Nechtav and Befanai Nechtam. Nisano, love Allah, Amalah, Befanai Nechtam. Now that's a Dinda Rabbanan. Let's say the Shliach gave the girl the get, and he didn't say Befanai Nechtam. Yotzi Vavlad Mamze Divir Rameir. Whoa, Rameir says, if she gets married with that get, she's got to get divorced from the new guy. And if she had a kid with him, the kid is a mamzer. Oh, you see, Rav Meir ramps up Dinam D'Rabbanan and treats them like d'oraisas. The Chachamim Omer, what's the big gadilla? Ain't a Vlad mamzer. The kid's not a mamzer. It's a Dinam D'Rabbanan. Kate said, Yasi, let him in. Yasi, if you did it, so just take the get back. The Shliach takes the get back and gives it again. But the kid's not a mamzer. Ask the Gemara. Ula Rav Meir, Mishum de lo amelo b'fanech v'nechem yotzi b'avlad mamzer, because the guy didn't observe a din de rabbanon. You're going to make the girl get divorced, and the kid's mamzer answers the Gamara in. Yes, Rav Meir l'tame, d'amar Rav Hamnuna, Mishmei de Ula, Omar ha'yi Rav Meir, kol ha'mishan v'mapeh, sh'tavu chacham begitin, anyone who changes one iota of the procedure that the rabbis instituted in terms of the way get has to be given, yotzi vavlad mamzer, Rabbi Meir ramps up dinam d'rabbanan to be like d'oraisas. Now, it should be pointed out, as the Gemara is going to say in a few moments, that there is a difference here between gittin as opposed to trumas meiser. Trumas meiser even midoraisa is misa bidei shamayim. Gittin, if it's aishas ish, is actually misa bidei adam. So let's just remember that, because the Gemara is going to come back to that distinction in a minute. But Shmuel, who brought the raya, felt there's no difference. If the rabbis ramped up a misa's bezdin of eishes ish, of chenek, so the rabbis are going to ramp up trumas maisa, which is misa bidei shamayim, by the doraisa, so by the darabanan of demai, they're going to ramp it up. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes came along and asked the question about demai, about maisa sheni shel demai. Mechal enoso, kesef al kesef, nechoshes al nechoshes. So, maisa sheni of demai, you could redeem it, silver on silver, copper for copper, kesef al nechoshes, you could even redeem silver for copper. Or nechoshes al haperos, and copper on fruit. The acts of yichdes haperos, and then you can transfer the fruit onto money. Divir Rav Meir. V'chom omrim yalu peros yochli b'shalim. No, once it gets back to peros, you have to, if you redeem it back onto peros, so you have to bring the fruit up to Yerushalayim. Now says the Gemara, umi mechalin and kesef al nechoshes, are you really allowed to remove the kedusha of silver maisa sheni money and transfer it onto copper? Isn't that like not nice to do to maisa sheni money? This is by demai. This is by the Rabbanan, right? So Rav Meir said by demai, you're allowed to transfer silver maisa sheni money onto copper with no restrictions. Says Gemara, mi mechalin, can you really transfer the silver onto copper? Kesef al nechoshes v'atanan. But we learned in the Mishnah, not like that. Sela shel maisa sheni. Now this is by real maisa sheni. V'shel chulin shenis arvu. If you have a sela of maisa sheni and chulin that got mixed up, maybe b'sela maos, you could transfer the kedusha onto copper and say like this: Omer, kol malkam sheishna sela shel maisa sheni mechulal samos halol. I'm transferring the silver onto the copper uboros hayavashim. Then you take which of the two coins that's a nicer coin and mechalo alav. Then you transfer the kedusha of the copper back onto the nicer silver coin. M'peisha amru, because the rabbi said, mechalin also kesef al nechoshes midochak. By real meiser sheni, you can only transfer silver onto copper when you have no choice, like this case where the meiser sheni coin and the non-meiser sheni coin got mixed up, so you got to get rid of the kedusha somehow. Lo she yikaimkin, but you can't leave it on the copper. Ela shechozer mechalin al kesef, you then transfer the kedusha back from the copper onto the silver. Says the Gemara. So Rav Sheshes is asking a question against Shmuel's answer. Shmuel said that Rav Meir is the guy who always ramps up Dinim Drabanan to be like Doraisas. But what do you see over here? I'm telling you, it's Machal Midochak. By real Meiser Sheni, Midochak in Shalom, Midochak lo. Real Meiser Sheni money you can only transfer onto copper when you have no choice. But we saw before that Maisa Sheni Shel Demai, which is the Rabbanon, you're always allowed to transfer silver onto copper, even if it's not Midochak. So you see, Rabbi Meir does not ramp up the Rabbanons to be like Doraisas. Amar Rav Yosef, so Rav Yosef comes along to answer Rav Sheshes' Kasha. Let's remember what we had so far, Rabbi Isai. We had Rabbi Lazar's Kasha, Shmuel's answer that Rabbi Meir ramps up the Rabbanans. Then we had Rav Sheshes' Kasha from redeeming silver on copper. And now we have Rav Yosef's response. Amar Rav Yosef, he's coming to answer Rav Sheshes' question. Afal b'shemeka Rav Meir b'pidyono, machmir hu b'achilaso. No. Rav Meir only ramps up Achila Isurim, because that's a very serious Isur, eating Maisa Sheni. But if you redeemed it, silver onto copper, copper onto silver, so he's going to be lenient over there. It's different. Redeeming Maisa Sheni Shel Demai is not the same as eating Maisa Sheni Shel Demai. So even though Rav Meir was lenient by redeeming Maisa Sheni, Machmehu Ba'achila, so. Because there's an Isur Durabanan to eat it outside Jerusalem. And the Mishnah is talking about eating Trumas Maisa Shel Demai. And therefore he's Machmir. How do we know he's more Machmir by eating? Desanya. Lo hitiru limkar Demai el Lesito. the rabbis only permitted from people who take Meiser to sell demai that they bought from an Am Aretz, so you could sell it without taking Meiser, el lesiton, to a wholesaler who you're selling to them large amounts, bilvat, u'balabayis, but a regular person, benkach u'benkach, whether he's selling big amounts or small amounts, tzarech la'aser, he's got to take Meiser before selling it. Divrei Rav Meir v'chama omrim. So you see the Rav Meir, when it comes to eating, is machmir by the demai. Chacham omrim, no, as long as it's big amounts, doesn't matter who's selling it, you're always okay. Chacham omrim, echad asita mecha ba'abayis, mocha v'shel chaver, v'noslam matana, v'eino choshesh. As long as you're selling or gifting large amounts, since people always gift more than enough, when you're giving large amounts, you always give extra. So therefore, you could rely on the fact that the guy receiving it is going to take Meiser off of it. You don't have to do it. So you see, Rav Meir is more strict when it comes to Meiser Sheni of Demai. When it comes to eating it, he's more strict. But when it comes to redeeming it, he's not so strict. Now the third kasha here. Ravina has a different question against Shmuel. How could you, Shmuel, say that Rabbi Meir ramps up the Rabbanans to be like Doraisa, Masiv Ravina, Halokech min anachtom, a person who buys bread from a baker, a professional baker, who's an Ama Aretz. So you have to be Mafrish Maestris, Maestr Menacham Alatzonenes. You can take Maestr from hot bread onto cold bread, and cold onto hot, va'afilu midvusim harbe, even if you buy different shapes of bread. The chiddush of this is going to be, even though the different shapes of bread may have come from different people, the baker may have purchased them from different people, and some of them may have, yes, taken Meiser, and some of them may have not taken Meiser, but you're allowed to take Meiser from one on the other, divrei Rav Meir. So you see, Rav Meir is lenient by the Rabbanans. Bishlama minatzonenes alachama, from cold ones on hot ones. Kid Rabbi Loi, that's going like Rabbi Loi's din. Dam Rabbi Loi, even though the hot is much better than the cold. Rabbi Loi said, even though it's better to be mafresh from the hot stuff, but if you're mafresh from the cold, it works. Minayin l'termin arala yafa, we learned this in Gittin and Kiddushin. How do you know if you give truma from bad stuff on good stuff? Shet truma su truma. Even though you shouldn't do it, but it works by the evidence. You won't have a sin if you mafresh the good stuff. Sounds like if you mafresh the bad stuff, you get a sin. You get a sin, but it works. If it didn't work, why would you get a sin? So when you take truma from bad onto good, it works. But if you're buying different shapes of the bread, this guy might have bought them for different people. Maybe the baker bought the round loaf from a guy who is mafresh, and he brought the square loaf from the guy who's not mafresh. Now, if you take from one on the other, you're going to be messed over. You're going to take something that was already mafresh and use it to be mafresh something that wasn't mafresh, and it doesn't work. But what do we see? Rav Meir doesn't care. He's lenient by demai. Kash against Shmuel, answers the Gemara. Now, okay, so that's the kasha. Now, Abaye is now going to review the entire last Amud of Gemara and offer his comments on the last Amud. So let's watch what Abaye does now. Let's try to remember what Abaye did about it. Let's watch this. Watch what happens here. Amar Abaye. Rabbi Elazar Shapar Kakashle. Rabbi Elazar's original kasha at the beginning of the Gemara. Why is the Mishnah so strict about Maisa Sheni Shel Demai? That's a good kash, says Abaye. Ushmua Lav Shapa Kamashanale. Shmuel's answer that Rabbi Meir ramps up to Rabbanans is not a good answer. Why? The kash that the Rabbi Elazar Misa Dibide Shamayim, Rabbi Elazar was wondering why is the Mishnah so strict about a Rabbanan that were it were a Doraisa would be Misa Dibide Shamayim. Umishanale Shmuel brings a proof that Rabbi Meir ramps up to Rabbanans and treats them to by Doraisa. By a Mises Bezdin. Dilma Shani Mises Bezdin. The Chamira. Maybe Mises Bezdin is more strict than Mises B'dei Shemayim. Interesting. I would have thought the Misa B'di Shemaim is worse than Mises Bezin, but the Gemara assumes that Mises Bezin is worse than Misa B'di Shemaim. I guess HaKadosh Baruch, he's always daven, and he'll remove it. But Bezin, they're not going to accept the tshuva. The Rav Sheshes, then Rav Sheshes asked from redeeming Maisa Sheni, Lo Shaper Kamosivle. His question was not a good question. Takamri in Umisa, because they were saying that Rav Meir ramps up the Rabbanans to be like the Rises by a death case. Umosiv Rav Sheshes love. Rav Sheshes asked from redeeming Maisa Sheni from silver onto copper, where the whole Isser is just eating Maisa Sheni outside of Jerusalem, which is only a lav even by Vadai. Diksiv Lo Sucha Lecho Mesharecha. However, Ulamai, the most of Rav Sheshes, if you say Rav Sheshes, Kasha was a good Kasha, Rav Yosef, Shaper Kamashanele, Rav Yosef gave a good answer that there's a difference between eating, which is a serious Isser, eating Maisa Sheni Sheldamai, as opposed to redeeming, which is not such a serious Isser. But what about this last Kasha of Ravina? Ela Ravina, says Abai, this last Kasha that Ravina asked from the buying from a baker that has different forms, that Rav Meir was lenient. Why are you asking a kasha against Shmuel? The Rameh was lenient by different forms. You should bring a raya to Shmuel. Rameh was strict when you're buying from a regular baker, not a professional baker, just a balabais who baked a palter, pas palter, the home baked bread. Distan, there's a mishnah in Demai. Halokech mina palter. Meiser min kol dfus dfus. If you're buying from a regular baker, you have to take meiser on the square bread and on the circle bread and on the triangle bread, any form of bread. Divrei Rav Meir. So you see, Rav Meir is strict. So you see, Rav Meir does treat the rabbanans more strictly. Answer the Gemara. What are you going to answer? Elamayisach lemeimar palter mitrit losad gavri's oven. The difference is that a homeowner is going to buy from a lot of different people. So that's why you got to be strict. But nachtonami mechad garud zavin. Maybe the answer to the baker case is that he always buys from the same person. So even though he has circular, triangular, and square bread, he buys from the same guy. So since he buys from the same guy, either the guy took maaser off on everything or he took maaser off on nothing. So you're allowed to be mafresh from one on the other. And Rava just argues on one point of Abai. Rava amar Shmuel shaper kamishanile. Rava says Shmuel's answer, where he compared Misa B'di Shemayim to Mises Bezdin, that answer is a good answer. Shem Misa Ba'olam, because at least it's all death. What's the difference? Misa B'di Shemayim, Mises Bezdin, they're both the same level. New Mishnah, Zakta Heliga Mishnah. Eilu Dvarim She'ein Lahem Ona'a. The following things, the law of Ona does not apply. Now, you're going to have to remember for tomorrow's daf. And by the way, I hope to give the daf after the 7:15 minyan at BMW tomorrow morning. That'll be at 8:15. Can someone give me a thumbs up if you could attend at 8:15 tomorrow morning after the 7:15? Dovzy will be there. Yitzhak Aryeh, John, good. Well, hopefully you'll have an oilam. Okay. Eil Dvarim She'ein Lahem Ona. The following things, the law of Onah doesn't apply. Now, when it says the law of Onah doesn't apply, it means like this. If you overcharge by exactly a sixth, usually the sale is good, but you got to give back the sixth. But these things, that din doesn't apply. The sale is good, and you don't have to give back the sixth. Now, as far as the din of if you overcharge by more than a sixth, that the Mekach is batel, that the Gemara is going to discuss in tomorrow's daf. Eildorm Shane Lemona Havodim slaves, there's no ona. Vashtaros documents, Vakakos land, Vaha Hekdeshos. Hekdesh has no ona. Ainlem Tashlume Kefa. Not only is there no ona by these four things, there's no double payment, Velo Tashlume Dal Vahe. There's no four or five times payment if you steal or slaughter an ox or you steal or slaughter a sheep. Shomachinam Eno Nishba. By these four things, karka, avadim, shtaros, and hektish, if a shomer chinam is negligent, he doesn't swear. He doesn't swear, okay, but let's say we know he's negligent. Does he pay? That is a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam on one side and the Ravid on the other, and the issue depends on the issue of his poshea kamazik. is someone who's negligent, is that like you actively destroyed the object? If poshe is kemazik, then you'd be chayev, even by these things. But others say no. A shomer chinam doesn't swear and he doesn't pay. No say sachar enu mishalim. A shomer sachar won't pay if it's lost or stolen by karka, hektish, avadim, and shtaros. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kodshim shu chayev b'achriyus, and it depends what type of carbon, whether or not there's ona. We said before there's no ona by hektish. Rabbi Shimon says it depends. If you designated an animal and you said hare olai ola, hare olai, so you're responsible for it if it gets lost. You look at your animal and you say hare olai ola, and you designate one animal. If that animal gets lost, you're going to have to replace it. So it doesn't belong to Hashem, it belongs to you. So there is ona, yesh lan ona. However, she'inu chai b'achrius, and if you pointed to your animal and said hare zu ola, not hare olai, hare zu, so this animal belongs to hektish. If you lose it, you're not responsible to replace it, and therefore there would be no ona, it belongs to Hashem. Ein lahem ona. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with the whole Tanakh. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer af ha-mocher sefer Torah behemah margolius, ein lahem ona. Even if a guy sells a sefer Torah or an animal or a precious stone, there's no ona. Amar lo, you're wrong. Lo, Amar lo selo, no, only hektish karka avadim and shtaros, but not sefer Torah behemah margolius. We disagree with you. Says the Gemara, we know Hanimili. From where do we know these words? From where do we know these words? That there's no ona'a by hektish karka avodim and shtaros. The Tana Rabbana, Rabbis Tana Brisa. The parsha of ona'a, it's in Parshas Bahar, says, v'chi simkru mimkor lamisecha, if you sell an item to your friend, o kano miyad amisecha. Dovra nickname Yad Liyad, it's got to be metatlin, things that people pass from hand to hand. Yatsu kakaros sheni metatlin. This excludes land, real estate. Yatsu avadim shehukshulu kakaros. Comes to exclude slaves. Slaves are compared to land, also in Parshas Bahar. It's nachat amosim levnecham achrechem lereshes achuza. Yatsu shtaros tekseh v'chisim kru mimkar. It's got to be something of inherent value. Shegufo machar v'gufo kanei. A document is a raya that you owe, that somebody owes you money, but it itself is not worth money intrinsically. It's only for the proof that somebody owes you money. If you're selling a document to a perfume salesman because he wants to crumple up the piece of paper and use it to stop up his perfume bottles, then yesh lahem ona. Says Gemara Peshitta, isn't that obvious? No, la fuki mid Rav Kahana da Amar ain't ona la prutos. Rav Kahana said there's no ona by a pruto kamash balon, yesh ona la prutos. A piece of paper is worth a pruta. It's worth very little, but there is ona even for a pruta. Some say there's only ona by silver coin, not a pruta. It's not significant enough. What about hekdeshos? Amar kra altanu ishes achiv. Achiv velo hekdesh. Mask of the Rabbi Mamel, really? So we learn from Yado means something in your hand, only movable objects, and not karka. Says the Gemara, really? Wherever the Torah says Yado means something in your hand, I'll show you a Yado that doesn't mean something in your hand. I was learning with my brother today. He said, this question is a ridiculous question. He's right. The Gemara itself is going to say in a minute that it's a ridiculous question. He's right. Really? Every time the Torah says yado, it means mamish, your hand? Elamayata. That's really true. Dechsev. When Sichon was fighting with the king of Moab, Vayikach es kol aretzo miyado. He took all of his property from his hand. Oh, from his hand meant his hand? He had all of his property in his hand? Hachinami dechol arabiya, they have a nakadla? What? Sichon, when he took away the land from Melmov, the king of Mo was holding all the land in his hand? El amirishuso, it means in his possession. Hachinami mirishuso, it means under his dominion. Says the Gemara, oh yeah? So you mean to tell me that hand doesn't really mean a hand? I'll see your proof, and I'll show you two proofs in the other direction. You mean to tell me hand doesn't really mean a hand? Vatanya, we learned in a brisa when it comes to paying kefel. Pashas mishpatim. Im hi matzei ti matzei biyado hagniva. Mishar chama sa ein li el yado. That's only if it was in your hand. What about if the ganav stole it? What about if the animal what about if the ganav didn't take it into his hand? But your animal, legago l'chatzer kapifo, and you locked the door. Your friend's animal went into your backyard and you locked the door behind it to steal it. It wasn't in your hand. The extra words. From the word biyado, yado mamishu. Hand means a hand. That's raya number one. I think I was going to say raya number two. I'll bring you another raya that a hand means a hand. A good vacher Mordechai, I should say a good mayid. The sutan, you're raya number two. By get, v'kasav l'sef v'krizus v'nasan biyada. You got to put the get in her hand. Oh yeah? Ein liela yada. Gaga chatzera kapiva. What if you put the get in the woman's roof, her courtyard, or her backyard? How do you know it's a good get? Extra pasuk. Tamen lomar v'nasan mikomako. Time in the katzachon v'nasan halav hachi. Having mina kolechet l'sef yado. Yado mamish. Ella says the Gemara, yeah, yad means yad mamish, except in places where it absolutely can't mean that. Ella, call yado yado mamishu. Yad usually means yad mamish. Shani hasa, deleka lemeru hachi. Okay, by sichon, it was impossible to say yado mamish. Ella, merishuso. So there it means rishus, but everywhere else it means yad. So ona only applies to movable objects and not to karka. Bari Rabbi Zera, schirus. What about, it's not a sale, but rental. I'm renting the house. Is there ona for rental or only for purchase? Mimkam arachman avalos schiris. The Torah says a purchase means something you're going to sell forever, but a rental for a week, no. Odilma loshna. No, maybe renting is basically buying something for a week. Amalabai miksiv mimka la'olam. Does the Torah say there's only ona where you sell it forever? Mimkar stomachsiv, v'hai nami biyomei mechirihi. Renting is considered selling for a week or for a day. So there is ona'a. Tosfos asks, there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Tesvav, that says, l'gabi other halachos, renting is not considered to be like a purchase. So you have to figure that out. Some places it is like a purchase, some places it's not. Here, the extra word, memkar, comes to teach me any sale, even a sale for a few days, is subject to the laws of Ona'a. Bai Rava, last case of the daf. Three cases, and the answer to all three of them is going to be your favorite answer, Teiku. Coming attractions. Which when we were little kids, they told us means Tishbi Yataritz, Kushios Vabayos, El Yoanovi at the Seder. Tishbi, Yatar, Kushios Vabayos, as when we were little kids, but it actually doesn't mean that. Teku means let it stand. Let it stand. Vayurava, Chitin Vizaran Bekarka Mau. Let's say I'm selling you wheat, but I planted the wheat in the ground, and they have not yet taken root. Are the laws of Ona subject to this? Is that called Metalklin or is that called Karka? Mao. Yesh lamano, ein lamano. Command the shadi mikad adami. Do we say that it's like, what's the difference between putting him in the ground, putting him in a jar? Yesh lamano, o dilma, batlin o algav aro. Once you dig them in the ground, they're considered to be part of the ground, and ground has no ona. Says the Gemara, what's the case you're talking about? Echidami. Ilay madami yu shadi be shisa. We're talking about a case of where you told your friend you planted in his field 6 sa'ah of wheat, and you really only planted 5. So you're a ganav. Forget ona. What do you mean? If you promise the guy 6 of something, you give him 5. So even if it's less than a sixth of difference, so you promised him a dozen eggs and you gave him 11 eggs, so obviously it's mekach batel. That's not overcharging. That's being an idiot. Says the Gemara, Ella, to amar yushadai bekidi boile. No. A guy hires his friend to plant his field the amount that's needed in the field. And the guy made a mistake. He thought 6 was needed. He thought 5 was needed in the field. But he made a mistake. In reality, 6 was needed in the field. Made a mistake. So he undersold. He didn't put the amount that was necessary. So he underplanted by a bit. Is it as if he placed it in a jug? He planted it in the ground. So it's like he placed it in the jug. So there is that's question number one. Question number two, we don't answer it yet. Well, we're not going to answer it ever. Question number two, what about Nishpanalein or Nishpanalein? Let's say, here's the case. I claim I give you 6 sa'ah to plant. I say, I gave you 6, but you only planted 5. And you say, no, I planted 5.5. Modub mixas. And they're in the ground, but they didn't take root yet. Do you swear on it or not? Come on, the shadim bichad adam. It's like when you put it in the ground, it's like you put it in a jar. It's like metatlin. So you swear. Odilma, batlin o'agavar. No, they're like part of the land. You can't swear on land. That's question number two. And look at this daf yomi coincidence, Rabosai. Omer matirin o ein omer matirin. Does the carbon omer matir these things, or does the carbon omer not matir these things? Gentlemen, do you know what day of the calendar you bring the carbon omer on? Today! OMG! The 16th of Nisan. OMG! So if you put stuff in the ground, so first the Gemara thinks you just plant seeds in the ground. You plant seeds in the ground, and they haven't taken root yet. And now the 16th of Nisan passes, and they bring the carbon omer in the Beis HaMikdash. So was the omer matir that stuff or not? Says the Gemara, that can't be the kash. Hey, Chidami, Ida Ashish Tanina, the Ashish Tanina. If they took root, we know the din. If they didn't take root, we also know the din. Imishrisha called them the omer. If they took root before the omer matir. And so then the carbon omer is matir them. When they grow, you're allowed to harvest them and eat them. Vim lav, if they didn't take root, so they're considered to be yash chadash from the new crop. Vim lav, they didn't take root. Asunat shiyava omer abay, you got to wait till next Pesach. Says the Gemara, no, it's our case. Lotzricha. Dechatz dinu. No, here's what happened. You had fully grown wheat. You harvested it before Pesach. Then you replanted it in the ground, Erev Pesach. But it hasn't taken root yet. Vizarinu kodon omer vasale omer v'cholof alay. And then the omer passed over it. Below Ashrish, Kodem Omer. It didn't take root before the Omer. Are you allowed to take it back out of the ground and eat it? Come on, Deshad B'Khad the dummy. Is it like you just placed it in a jug and therefore the Omer was Materit? Visharinu, Omer. The Omer is Materit. Odilma, once you put it in the ground, Batlinu Agavara. It's like a new crop even though it hasn't taken root yet. It's like a new crop. Teku. All three of these questions, we say, let it stand. We have no answer. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining me in my Dafyomi journey tonight. Tomorrow morning, Minyan's at 7:15, and I assume Minyan will be over at 8:15. So I'd like to give the Daf in person and on Zoom after the 7:15 Minyan at 8:15 tomorrow morning. I hope to see you there. Everyone should have Agutamai, we should zeiche to see Mashiach Tzidkenu this Nisan.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Thank you for taking us on our Dafyomi journey, Rabbeinu. Thank you for leading us.
I couldn't do it without you.